Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for being part of my day. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and check out all the stuff there. But mostly today what we're talking about is the season with our good friend Andrew Sherman. Andrew Sherman is the author of a bunch of books, that most of which we helped him launch on the show. The Crisis of Disengagement, I think that's the new one. Mergers and Acquisitions, I don't know how many more. There's a bunch of them, including Franchising and Licensing. That book is not in my Andrew, that book's not on my bookshelf. It's on my desk. Franchising and Licensing.
It's good to hear. Yeah. I hope it's got a lot of, like, soiled pages
It's worn out, dog-eared, everything else. Yeah. Folks, it's the Bible.
Highlighted in different colors.
29th edition, I think, something like that. Sold something under a million copies across the world. Hey, Andrew, thanks again for being here. I'd like for you to talk to the audience about what we're going to call your 2020 forecast. What do you see coming at us out there for the next year?
Well, one quick link I want to make between this segment and the last one would be, you know, this whole issue of appreciating others and an attitude of abundance, it needs to spill into the workplace. You know, the Crisis of Disengagement book is about, you know, what happens to companies' productivity and profitability when people don't get along, you know, cubicle to cubicle. So
right.
I think one of my predictions for 2020, to tie them together, is if we can do some of the things that we were just talking about, if we can take appreciation and gratitude and inclusion and diversity more seriously and embrace the views of others, not just will our country be better and our communities will be better, but our companies will be better. Mm-hmm. We will be stronger, more innovative, more profitable, more creative if we can embrace the person across the cubicle from us. So,
I've got something that I'd like to stick in there that I'd like to encourage people to think about. Around here, I tell new people who join us, I tell them, we take our work very seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously. What do you think?
You know, just before I came on, I was talking to your producer, and I said, I'm really sorry you have to work Christmas Day. And he said, that's okay. I enjoy my job. I'll catch up with Jim on that later. And that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he wasn't upset. He had a smile on his face, or appeared to. I can't see him through my telephone. And that's the kind of attitude. If you can get somebody to appreciate you and they're still working Christmas morning, then you've done a good job in your culture treating people right and making sure that they felt appreciated. And
but don't you think
it really does spill into business?
We all take ourselves a little too seriously. Isn't that part of this? I mean, we're so self-absorbed these days. If we can get rid of that, I think that will help engagement.
Well, I think that leaders need to start redefining themselves. You know, that when we were kids, you know, your parents would come home and talk about their boss.
Right.
You know, when's the last time you used that word in the workplace versus catalyst or leader,
yeah,
or, you know, developer of culture? Or, you know, I mean, I think we need to redefine our roles. But in terms of the economic forecast, I mean, I'm mildly bullish. I think we've got interest rates still very low. We've got a very low risk of inflation. We've got the hopes of a real China trade deal. One of the themes for 2020 that I think you're going to really agree with in terms of my forecast, because you've written extensively about this, and I think written just under a billion books on it, is I think one of our themes for 2020 is do not take the customer for granted, and if you don't, they will be just as loyal back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But those small businesses and entrepreneurs that are moving so fast that they forget that the customer is a relationship, they will be penalized in 2020 because customer loyalty is really not at the levels it was 5 or 10 or 20 years ago. They are more fickle. They are more likely to jump ship. And, you know, you look at so many different industries. Yesterday I was watching an analysis of the streaming industry and how many new players there are in streaming and what is Netflix going to have to do mm-hmm. to keep their streaming customers loyal versus all the alternatives. And the same thing applies to every business in America. You know, competition is increasing, and we've got to take customer relationships very, very seriously to succeed in 2020, because if there are some economic bumps, you're going to be relying on those most loyal customers to get you through those bumps.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And believe it or not, it's what's interesting. My book, The Age of the Customer, came out 6 years ago, and I've never seen so much chatter about the age of the customer as I have this year. Years later, your forecast is exactly right. People are realizing that every day that goes by. And it's not just that they're leaving you if you don't do a good job. You've become irrelevant to them. They're not mad at you when they leave. You're irrelevant to them.
Right. I mean, look, I teach, as you know, at Georgetown Law School, and I teach those young future lawyers that they are entering a profession that is way more competitive than it ever was when I was in law school in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they can't bring a value to the table, especially in a city like D.C. that's jam-packed in the Beltway with lawyers, clients have lots and lots and lots of choices. And we cannot take a client for granted for even 1 second on one matter, or we will run the risk of losing them. And that's the marketplace. And if that's how people feel towards their own lawyers, how do you think they feel towards their laundry detergent or their, you know, what coffee beverage they're going to have in the morning?
Andrew, I need your website, please.
www.seyfarth.com.
All right, so that's the name, that's the website for his law firm, Seyfarth and Shaw. Andrew Sherman and I will be right back. Everyone, it's Tim Till. Merry Christmas. She was
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.